It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 1994, the Fund for Advancement of Minorities Through Education, or FAME, was created for a number of reasons. FAME's goal is to address the low number of African Americans in leadership in Pittsburgh, as well as the sparse minority student enrollment in the city's independent schools. How has the organization been doing since its founding? I'm joined now by Daryl Wiley. He's the director of the FAME program. With me now in studio, Daryl Wiley, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
What led to the founding of FAME in 1994?
Right. Well, some individuals decided that they wanted to see diversity in area schools. They also wanted to provide access to a quality education for African-American students. And the idea was ultimately to build leaders in this community. So we wanted to have leaders throughout the city, but we figured let's start with kids in school. So let's start as low as third grade and then go all the way through 12th grade. So the first five students were actually high school students at five area independent schools.
So were you seeing that kids just were not, that particularly minorities were not getting opportunities that other kids were getting?
Correct. So they saw a difference in the school systems that kids had access to. And the biggest barrier was really finances, because these schools do cost a lot. And so many of the families, African-American families in particular, just didn't have access to the schools. It wasn't that the children weren't talented, weren't bright, couldn't handle the workload. They just didn't have the finances to gain access. And so FAME was created to give them that access.
So how has the organization been doing since its founding? What's the impact been?
Doing well, continuing to grow. We currently have 77 scholars. Over the years, we've graduated over 110 scholars from the program. And the program is continuing to grow. So we have students who have all gone off to college. So all of our graduates have gone off to four-year universities. And then the return is that more than half of our students have actually returned to the city to actually hopefully become leaders, but they've returned back to the Pittsburgh area to work and eventually grow their families.
So as you're seeking support for this, and everybody is inclined to think, well, what's in it for us right. as a whole or the city as a whole? This is what you tell them, that a lot of these kids are going to come back and make our city better.
Exactly it. You know, we often hear about diversity, and I know that there are initiatives to try and bring in individuals from out of town to come and be a part of Pittsburgh here, work here, live here. And so FAME is really a mechanism to actually grow scholars here and then eventually grow them into leaders. So we're saying let's invest in young people from Pittsburgh to hopefully retain that talent here. So even if they go off to college, we want to show them the best of Pittsburgh now, with the hope that they'll eventually return here as leaders in the community.
And certainly things they can do in other places can positively impact us here and throughout the country. So that it works that way too, right?
Exactly. Very much so. And so, I always say, if we invest in kids and we create successful young people, we eventually grow families and have families to be successful. We grow enough families to be successful, and eventually communities will grow. And I think when we all talk about having diversity in Pittsburgh and what does Pittsburgh look like in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years, if we can invest in these young people now, then eventually we'll see that picture that we all want to see.
And this, you may have just espoused some of it, but do you remember the pitch you made to parents and partners in order to get people involved?
We do. I say a lot of things. I share a lot. Oftentimes, I try to share stories. I really try to share stories about young people. I'm relatively new to the organization. I've been the CEO for 2 years now, going on 2 years. And so when I talk about FAME, I really try to share the impact that it's had on students' lives. So when students come to us and they can tell stories about how they wanted to get more out of school, but they never had a chance. So that teacher in their previous school never really pushed them to be the best that they could be. At least they didn't feel that way. And they now talk about, I had this experience where the work was really hard, but I loved it. I eventually pushed on and I went to college. We just had our annual luncheon last week, and we had an alum come back and speak. So he was from Aliquippa. He was a graduate of Swickley Academy, and he talked about how challenging that was, going from Aliquippa to Swickley Academy, but he persevered through it, ended up going to Duke University. He's graduating with an engineering degree this month from Duke University, and he's going on to Columbia for his PhD in engineering. And so telling those stories really is the way that I try to get people involved in FAME.
And we're talking with Daryl Wiley, who's the director of the FAME program, and I was interested, we were talking before we went on the air, and you are not originally from Pittsburgh. You're from Newark, but you came here. This was a city you wanted to come to for a lot of reasons, and you ended up coming to the University of Pittsburgh, and now you're calling it home.
Exactly. I wanted to come here. I arrived, and once I arrived in 1988, I met a lot of good people here in Pittsburgh, and that's why I share those stories all the time also. people took care of me. I didn't have any family in the city. And when I arrived, those individuals looked out for me. They took care of me. They fed me. They welcomed me to their homes. And so when I graduated, I specifically told my family I wanted to stay here because I wanted to invest in young people here in Pittsburgh because people had given to me. I didn't know it would turn into more than 20 plus years, but that's what I've dedicated my life to, working with young people and changing lives. So, you know, I know everyone kind of has their area that they focus on, and mine is young people. I think if we invest enough in young people, then we'll see the fruit of our labor later on.
And it's interesting, too, because as you give information or give advice to young people, you draw on your own experiences. You know what the temptations are, the things that distract you from your goals, particularly when it comes to getting a good education, to learning what you need to learn to ascend to a high place in life. You're able to relate to a lot of what the kids are going through today.
Very much so. I mean, growing up in Newark, New Jersey, I definitely experienced some challenges, especially in school and out. And so a lot of our students, though, and this is the piece that I think people miss about FAME Scholars, a lot of these students, just because they're bright and talented, they're not immune from all of those temptations. They're not immune from all of the things that may get in their way, all the barriers. And so they go back home to the same neighborhoods. They incur some of the same challenges when they go to their schools, whether they're public or private. And so they have to manage that also. And so, again, you know, a lot of times people just kind of think these kids have it easy. They don't have it easy. They don't have it any easier than anyone else. They have to work just as hard. They have to navigate this hard world. And so at FAME, we don't just provide the scholarship, but we provide year-round support to our students. So we do everything from leadership symposiums to workshops, SAT prep, college tours. We do a variety of programs, and the idea is that we want to kind of wrap our arms around these children.
How many, since FAME's founding, how many students would you say have been involved?
So I'm not exactly sure of that overall number, but we've had more than 110 graduates from the program. So there have been some students who obviously over time realized that this wasn't the right program for them. And I always tell people that independent schools aren't meant for every family. And again, I don't think that that means that they're good or bad. It just means that it has to be the right fit. And so when we look for family, we look for families, not just students in our program.
And we're down to about 20 seconds or so. You say this is not just about African-American children making it. This is about changing families and communities. Explain what you mean here.
Correct. I think the more we invest even in African-American children, they have a value and a story to tell. And I think having bright and talented children here in the city will contribute to the diversity of the city overall, making it greater.
Daryl Wiley is director of the FAME program. FAME stands for Fund for Advancement of Minorities Through Education. Daryl Wiley, pleasure to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. And tomorrow we'll have part two of our Makers series with Mark Neutbar. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.